What up, guys? This is Lily Schwartz from Erotic Thrillers.
And this is Javier Diaz from Spirit Plots.
And we are doing a Hometown Sounds podcast takeover.
We're doing this.
That was perfect. The guys, they are locked in the closet and we're taking over. We jimmied the lock. We're here and we're going to play you some tunes. And the first one is going to be from Javier's band, Spirit Plots.
This song is called The Aircraft Questions. So, that was The Aircraft Questions from Spirit Plots' new album, Exit Acts, that comes out on May 10th. And that same day, we're playing with your band.
Yeah.
Erotic Thrillers.
We're very excited to play with you guys again. We actually got to play with Spirit Plots for our first show ever at the Dew Drop In, and that was a super fun time.
Yes. Super fun.
Yeah.
That was a good gig. That was at Dewdrop. What?
It was a wet gig. It was like pouring rain that night and everything was wet. It was dripping from the ceiling.
Your amp blew up?
Yeah, my amp blew up. It was a disaster, an unmitigated disaster. But luckily, your amp was there for me to use. By the way, can I use your amp on May 10th as well?
Yes. That's doable.
Yes. Yeah. So We actually did this takeover so we could do a little promo for this show.
Right.
It's very exciting. And the new album is called Exit Acts.
Exit Acts. E-X-I-T-A-C-T-S. Hmm. Don't ask me what it means. Ask Irish Dave, the singer.
Yes, I will ask him
in private
when I see him.
And also playing that release show are The Effects.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are we playing that song now or later?
I think we're going to play a jam from them a little bit later.
Okay.
So we could throw in a song from Erotic Thrillers. We actually just put out a little 3-song demo in the middle of March. And that was my first time recording ever. And it was super fun and interesting. And we could put on one of the songs. It's called Mansplain It To Me, Baby. And I'll be happy to tell you all the stories of how many times I've been mansplained at, although I know that we have a limited amount of time on this show. So, but enjoy.
So that song was Mansplain It To Me, Baby by Erotic Thrillers. We're sitting with the singer of that song, Lily Schwartz. So tell me about how this band came together and how you named the group.
Yes. Well, I think we came together like I think most bands come together through a night of drinking and talking about sex and movie genres. And if anyone has met our drummer, Christina, they know that she has quite the soft spot for the genre of erotic thrillers. She actually like TiVos all the terrible Lifetime movies and stuff like that. And we were talking and Boshla and I both had never seen Fatal Attraction. And so we decided that we were going to get together and watch it. And they were talking about jamming beforehand because Christina had been out of the jamming game for a while. So we came over with the intention of watching a movie and jamming a little, but we ended up jamming for like 3 hours. We didn't watch a movie and we were like, can we just get together like all the time under the pretense of watching an erotic thriller but play music instead? And then we were like, we should just be a band and we should be called Erotic Thrillers. And miraculously, the name was not already taken.
Wow.
So I think that's probably the quickest a band name has ever come together and was agreed upon ever, maybe. Cool. But yeah.
And, are you all still watching Erotic Thrillers at practice?
No, we don't have time because we're working on honing our craft. Ah. So instead, we just we hang out. We still talk about our sex lives and we drink seltzer, lots and lots of seltzer, which, you know, I love. I'm a big fan of it. And actually, Tony and I came over and I was excited because there was a fully stocked fridge full of seltzer because we're both really into seltzer. So stealing all that seltz. And you can't stop me.
He can. He's he can't. Tied up at
he's
the moment.
He's in the closet. He's trapped in the closet. Yeah. So that's how we got started. But, you know, well, we've been friends with Boshla and Christina for a long time.
Boshla who?
Boshla Andelson. And you may know her.
from such fine acts as
Beauty Pill. And back in the day, she played in Del Cielo and her own band, Andalusions, which also Sammy Ponsar, your handsome drummer, participated in.
He was the handsome drummer of that band as well. They had a record on Discord. And,
yeah.
And Beauty Pill did too.
Yeah.
Christina.
Yeah, Christina. Christina, she... Well, she played a bit with America Hearts, and she actually played with Edie Sedgwick for a while. And Boshla also played with Edie Sedgwick for a while. That's the DC scene, right? It's like everyone played with everyone in one band at one point or another.
Right.
I think everyone played in America Hearts at one point or another.
Yeah. I think Irish Dave, the singer of Spirit Plots, played with...
He did play in America
Christina
Hearts.
Christina and... Or just Kristen.
I don't know.
Don't know.
There have been so many iterations. Yeah. She did, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's our story. And so we're really excited about this show on May 10th. We're opening, and obviously Spirit Plots is headlining with your new album. And we're also really excited to be playing, as we said, with The Effects. And they're just fantastic. And I think we have a song from them right now for you to enjoy. And this song is called Numbers.
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 We'll be right back.
So that was The Effects with Numbers. The Effects is a band led by Devin Ocampo,
who I believe recorded your most recent album.
He did record Spirit Plots' most recent album, Exit Acts. He also mixed and mastered it. Sounds impeccable, amazing, artfully done.
So good.
Yeah, we were very excited about working with Devin.
Yeah, what was that recording process like?
It was great. Devin is a super chill, cool dude. Basically just, we set up in his studio, we played live, and he sort of just captured that energy we have when we're in a room together. And it was great. He was, you know, very encouraging when it came to us being creative and seeing how things worked out and working with vocals and writing vocals. And it was great. You know, I've always been a fan. I've been a fan of Devin's for a long time, since college. I used to listen to Farrakhet and Medications. And so, yeah, it was a great experience.
That sounds awesome. And plus, like, you guys have such a fun live energy. Just seeing you guys play live, that it seems like to be able to capture that in sort of a quote unquote studio, that seems like it would require a lot of skill.
Yes. And also, you know, the ability to be a bud. Like, he was a cool dude that we, you know, it's sort of like playing with someone who knew what it's like to be in a band and to sit in a basement with another band and sort of let the magic happen.
Yeah, it's not like a sterile studio environment where you feel detached from the person who is recording you.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like it was such a good experience.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
I can't wait for everyone to hear the album in its entirety. I myself cannot wait to hear it. I've only heard some of the songs played live. That one, actually, the first one that we played, I've seen you guys play live a few times. And I think it really did capture the live energy. It was great.
Thank you.
It's an indie rock banger.
Future classic.
Gem. Yeah. yeah. Well, we've got some other great local music, because this wouldn't be a Hometown Sounds podcast, even though we're taking it over. It wouldn't be what it is if we didn't play some other great DC bands.
And I think we should take a moment to thank these guys for doing what they do.
Yeah, they're really doing a service to this community, because honestly, there are so many things out there. We know, because we're little scenesters and we go to lots of shows, but it's hard for everyone to get out to everything and, you know what's best to see. And we're just talking about how, you know, there's five different things happening just this weekend, just on one day. And how do you choose? And, you know, how do you know what new bands are doing new things? So it's a delight. We're so glad we were able to come here and lock them away.
Right.
So we could probably,
you're never going to see Tony or Paul again, but we thank them for their services.
Yeah. I think we've learned a lot just in listening to their podcast. I feel like we could adequately take it over.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah. I mean, there's no replacing their personalities. That's for sure. But we could just play some music.
Music sounds good.
Yeah. What should we play next? We have
Brenda, perhaps?
Yes. So also friends in Brenda. If you guys haven't seen them, I like to describe them as like one part post-punk, one part Pavement slack rock with funny lyrics. And they actually put out a new song on a compilation, the proceeds of which go to a really good cause. So we're going to play this song called Beverage of Choice, and there'll be a link so you guys can go check it out and donate if you like.
No.
So that was Brenda with the song Beverage of Choice.
What's your beverage of choice?
Lately, my beverage of choice has been, I don't know if you wouldn't consider this seltzer, although it's kind of the same thing. It's Gerold Steiner.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sparkling mineral water from Germany.
Dude, it's totally canonical. It's in there. I love it.
It's amazing. You drink it and there's so much like potassium and sodium and magnesium in it that your thirst is quenched with a few, you know, a few gulps, but you don't feel, I feel with other seltzers, the more you drink, the more you want to drink and you keep wanting to drink more, but with something like with lots of minerals, it makes you feel fulfilled quicker.
I love that one. We call it gravel water.
And it's like goodness.
Also because it's like drinking gravel because it's got such an aggressive bubble content that it just like burns your throat. But I like the throat burn. I actually also really like the sparkling mineral water. Obviously, the greatest of all time, the GOAT, has got to be Topo Chico. In a glass bottle.
You know, I so had good. That the other week. Yeah. Although it wasn't in a glass bottle. Maybe
Did you get
I
it in
went
a plastic
wrong there.
Bottle?
Yeah.
It's the best in a glass bottle, but
I have had it in a glass bottle.
It's so good. And I also like the Jarritos Mineragua, but if it's not like plain, if it's got to be flavored, then for me, it's all about the Polar Ruby Red Grapefruit, or as I like to call it, the Notorious RRG. And I think it's the best grapefruit that there is out there. And I think that's my favorite. But right now I'm drinking some pomegranate lemonade. And there's more things in the fridge that I can't wait to get into. So those are our beverages of choice. let's see. Coming up. Oh, we've got a really good cover, actually, from the Scotch Bonnets. They're covering Royals, and well, we have lots to say about the Scotch Bonnet. So let's play the song and then we can get into it when we come back. Ho! I never seen a diamond in the teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my dress in a torn up town. No postcode envy, but every song's like gold teeth, grey goose tripping in the bathroom, blood stains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel rooms. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs. awesome. That was the Scotch Bonnets covering Royals. And that's a really fun cover. And I think sometimes it can be really hard to pull off a good cover. What do you think pulls off a really good cover?
I think it has to take that original song and take it up a notch in a way that doesn't seem expected. I think in this case, not no one, but I don't think many people would have expected this kind of sort of reggae slant on this Lord song.
Yeah, but it works so
and
well.
I think is that a harmonica solo at the end there?
I think so. I think I heard some harmonica.
It's good. And I think before I heard the studio version, I saw a live video of it on Facebook. And I think they riffed on it for like 6 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And it just seemed like something that I never would have expected to see. And I watched it for like 7 minutes and thoroughly enjoyed it. It was great. So
that sounds awesome. Yeah, I totally agree. I think sometimes a cover that is sort of just like lovely but expected is fine. But it is really fun if it's just like a totally different take on it. And I love anything that's unexpected.
Have you guys done a cover before?
Yeah, actually, when we first started playing, we started doing a Bikini Kill Suck My Left One. Cool. That was something that Boschler really wanted to do. And we had a lot of fun doing it. And we played it at the end of our first show. And we may play it again, but I don't want to make any promises.
Maybe at the album release show?
Maybe. If on May 10th? Yeah, if there's a lot of demand, we'll throw it in there. Actually, it'd be a good place to play it because I know Christine is a big fan of Bikini Kill.
Christine Lilia, the lovely owner of Slash Run.
Yeah. So, you know, if our public demands it, then we'll throw it into the set.
So I think it's time to plug some stuff.
Let's plug some stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, the album release show for Spirit Plots' Exit X is on May 10th, and it's $15 to get in, but that $15 also includes a free copy of the vinyl LP of the record.
Okay.
Which is awesome. It's like we're giving you above and beyond what you would expect from any show you go to. So come out. It'll be Erotic Thrillers, The Effects, and us. And then, you know, lots of other fun things and activities there at the show.
Yeah, stay and party with us and enjoy Slash Run's wonderful jukebox. That'll be great. And so the event is on Facebook. Definitely say you're coming. Say you'll come, RSVP, yes.
Right.
And
visit Erotic Thrillers on Facebook and listen to their new quote-unquote demos collection.
Yeah,
which is great.
Yeah, we've got our Facebook, which is just facebook.com/erotic thrillers. We've got our Bandcamp, just erotic thrillers.bandcamp.com. And we also have an Instagram. Our handle is Erotic Thrillers is a Band. And I know Spirit Plots has some stuff. It's all under Spirit Plots, right?
Right. Oh, that's where I say something.
Where you say something.
We are at spiritplots.bandcamp.com and facebook.com/spiritplots. And then, you know, Instagram, Twitter, at Spirit Plots.
Nice.
And did I mention that the release show is at Slash Run?
I don't know if you mentioned it. It's definitely at Slash Run.
It's at Slash Run.
And
May 10th.
Come have a burger and a beer and buy us burgers and beer. And
we'll buy you burgers and beer.
And we'll just buy each other burgers and beer. It'll all even out. Everyone will get a burger and a beer. It's going to be the greatest night of all time. So speaking of shows, so the last band we're going to play actually is Coral Benders, and you are in another band and you guys are playing with them coming up soon, right?
Yes. Another band I'm playing with, Club Scout, is playing with Coral Benders on May 6th, and we're going to be playing with Jonathan Badger and someone else.
Where is that show happening?
That's happening at Slash Run as well.
Mm.
Okay, we are playing with Kiss the Tiger, Coral Benders, and actually, we're playing with Jonathan Badger, but this is his new duo, Silent October.
Ooh, Well, that sounds like it's also going to be a super fun show. So a little bit about Coral Benders, since this is our last jam of the evening. They're kind of a surf band, surf psych, kind of all over the place.
Friendly gents.
I've
met them before.
Yeah, they are super nice. Very enthusiastic live show and really into the underwater theme. And their social media, they keep posting about how they're doing music for Long John Silver's commercials. And it appears to not be a joke. And
I think they've won the music industry lottery with license.
Yeah, I didn't even know that Long John Silver's was still a thing. But apparently
it is. They get free hush puppies for life.
Oh, my God. Actually, that is the jackpot. How do I get on that hush puppy train is what I want to know. But yeah, so it's been so fun doing this takeover with you, Javier.
Likewise, it's been a pleasure. Big thanks to Tony and Paul for letting us take this over.
Yeah, let's say they let us take it over, not that we took it over ourselves. And
they let us by force.
They let us by
force. Take it over.
So we're going to leave you with this last one by Coral Benders. It's called Jellyfish Yell, and we hope you enjoy it. And we hope to see you guys at Slash Run on May 10th.
See you there. Bye.